prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 January 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And I sincerely do mean that. And tomorrow, today being Wednesday, of course, tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes like it should, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 to 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you, talk to you, take your phone calls. If you want to place an order, you can. Help us with finances. We'd appreciate that. But we'll be here in the office tomorrow to answer questions, to do what we can. Maybe it'll be a blessing to you. And I mean that with all my heart. I sincerely do. I don't care where you're calling from or who you are. If you're a first-time caller, we'd love to hear from you. Don't be bashful about calling up and talking the old hillbilly. That's all that I am. I may be a preacher. God help me, maybe I like to be a good preacher and an honest man, but it'd be fair, by his grace only. But if you want to speak to me, don't think you can't reach me. You can. You can call us tomorrow here in the office. If you don't have long distance, call 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you'll save us some money if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Love for you to join us. I mean that. Call tomorrow and talk to us. We wanted to have Bible study this weekend, folks, but we're not going to have it again. I'm so sorry. But the weather's turned nasty again Friday and through Saturday. And there's not a thing I can do about that. And I really feel bad about it, but there's nothing I can do about it. Phil will have something loaded up on Rumble. If you go to PastorButch.com, look on Rumble, click on there at 10:30. Phil will have some things lined up from some past teachings or whatever. I really apologize, folks. I truly mean that. I really wanted to get this lesson out that I've been working on now for a while on the why the KJV 1611 is the preserved English Bible for the English-speaking people. You know, I don't know how to emphasize this enough. Satan will do everything in his power to pervert the Word of God and change it. He did it in the Garden of Eden. He tricked Eve into the first sin, I guess you could say. And then she led her husband into it also. But he did it by perverting Scripture just a little bit, not much. I will tell you right now, and I have proof to back this up. There's no doubt about it. I can prove it. If you use anything besides the King James Bible, 1611 version, you don't have the true Word of God in your hand. It's the English-speaking translation which we're using for English-speaking people. I can't speak by the other languages. I don't know their Bibles, but I know which one I use and why I use it. And I'm offering almost a 60-page packet that you can see the proof that I'm going to teach on as soon as I get to Bible study on why we use the KJV. I think once you see that, you'll not want to touch anything else. I know I've heard all the excuses. It's hard to read, so I don't understand. All that isn't true, folks, if you just take time to look at it and see what I'm talking about. But it's available. The packet's available for $20 if you help pay postage and shipping. We'd appreciate it. It's nothing cheap anymore about postage at all. But if you want to know the truth about which one you should be using, if you really want to know the truth, you let us know. Now, if you can't afford the $20 to pay for it, I'll send it to you for free. That's how important it is. People's souls are in the balance. I mean, literally, the souls are in the balance with these perverted Bibles. The NIV and NASB, all of them are perverted words. NIV leaves the blood basically out of the Bible and salvation. There's no salvation without the shedding of blood. So this is our things that we need to consider, and it's available to you folks, $20. If you can't afford it, tell me. I'll pay for it myself to get it to you. That's how important it is. We now have the books in Nobody Wants You Healthy. Got them in yesterday. Nobody Wants You Healthy is available. It's a book that Dr. Mark Richards wrote that will make your jaw drop when you read it. I'm dead serious. I read that book and I thought, wow, I had no idea that it was this bad. $24.95, get that book to you. We haven't in stock right now. The ones that was already pre-ordered will be going out tomorrow. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want to call and talk to us tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you. And I do really mean that. And I want to thank each and every one of you being out there with us. Some of y'all have been with us well over 20 years. It's such a blessing, a humbling situation to know that people love us that much. But it's all to the glory of God. We both know that, okay? Tonight we're going to talk a while. We're going to get a little bit serious tonight. I'm going to get in some things here that we need to consider and contemplate and pray about. I don't need to tell you just how absurd things are in this country. I know the world the same way. The world, society, the whole world is unraveling. It truly is. It truly is. But I'm talking about, I live here in America. I have 6 grandchildren, 2 great-grandsons here, so I got 8 grandchildren altogether in this country. I'm being reared in a situation that is absolutely unstable in every way that you can think about. You know, in Proverbs 14, verse 34, it says, the righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I want to read to you a part of a quote from a gentleman named John Overton Chules. He wrote this on August 12, 1843. And he's talking about the founding of this country and for the pilgrims right on up and what this nation once was or could have been. This is the last paragraph, this little phrase I'll read to you, this little statement. Before our children remove the religious connections, before they leave the old paths of God's word, before they barter the birthright for a mess of pottage, let us place in their hands this chronicle of the glorious days of the suffering churches, and let them know that they are the sons of the man of whom the world was not worthy, and whose sufferings for conscience' sake are here momentarily recorded. Monumentally recorded. He said, listen to what he said one more time. Before they leave the old paths of God's word, before they barter their birthright for a mess of pottage, I believe that fits America today. We've lost our birthright. We sold it for a mess of pottage, if you will. America is a diseased body. It has many, many severe problems with her health, so to speak. All the symptoms and health issues are caused by one simple thing. It's a cancer. It's a cancer. It's called sin, S-I-N. Self-indulgent narcissist is what a sinner is. All about me and nobody else. America has turned their back on God, and sin is a transgression of God's laws. America is so damnably foolish today, even in the churches, that they think and flaunt the laws of God and get by with it. When you even have the Pope, the so-called vicar of Christ on earth, the guy's a pure heathen. He's a devil-possessed individual. He's as bad or worse than probably Muhammad was in his day when he was on this earth. But yet we have people that call themselves Christians who condone every evil, compromise with every evil, and the society is dying because of it, because we do not have men, righteous men, to lead the churches today. The pastors, the leaders, the teachers, let's call them physicians, I guess you could say, they're supposed to minister unto us God's word. They're supposed to be the ones who help us diagnose and point out the early warning signs of the dangers of sin. Either themselves are ignorant or apathetic to what's going on. Now, that's all there is to it. They're either ignorant or apathetic, careless. Either they ignore the truth or the partakers of the sin. Either way, it's destroyed our country. We no longer have pastors that will lead the people. The men and women, listen, I'm not talking about politicians. Politicians are politicians. We don't have many statesmen left. If any at all, they're very few. I'm talking about now those that go to the churches that are supposed to be leading the flock of Christ. They're supposed to be the ones who point out the situations in this country that we're in, and they open the eyes to the people of the truth that we may repent. You see, we're not going to vote our way out of this mess. In about 10, 11 months, we got a so-called election coming up. It's a joke. It's a farce. It's a scam. It's a sham. You're not going to vote your way out of this mess. You're not going to find a man, or God forbid, a woman, to lead this country out of the hellish mess that's in. That only comes through repentance of God's people. If my people will call me by name, that's us, America, would humble themselves and seek my face. If we would do that, then perhaps America could prosper a little while longer. But we keep turning our faces towards man and man's issues and man's promises. Folks, I've lived long enough on this earth to see that no matter who runs for office, no matter who's elected, nothing has changed. And the blame lies again behind the pulpits of America, where the ones who are supposed to be the leaders of the flock of Christ, the protectors of the flock of Christ, the ones who are willing to stand up and live and give his life for the sheep, are wolves in sheep clothing. You know, in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10, it says, "His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. Wait for the rapture. Don't worry about it. Once you get the altar, shake the preacher's hands and say the sinner's prayer, you're saved forever. Don't worry about it. Live like you want. You're okay. Listen, I know people teach this. I've heard it. But nonetheless, he said right there, they're ignorant. Just what I said. They're either ignorant or apathetic. Either one is destroying this country. And I know, again, like I said, that doesn't make people happy when I say that. Now, folks, what would you have me say? Would you rather that I would tell you the truth? Would you rather I would compromise? Which part of that would you prefer I do? I understand that sometimes the Word of God can be a little harsh to the ears of those who are not used to hearing it. I have seen in my own life, and lately especially, people that become offended in a lot of things that I say, that I don't mean anything at all out of place with or to attack with, but the statements of truth that they just don't want to hear. And that's just a fact. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 10, about verse 21, it says, "For the pastors are become brutish." That word brutish means insensible. It means animalistic. They're insensible. They're stupid. That's what that word means. Look it up in your concordance. It means stupid. The pastors have become stupid and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Is that not what's happened in America today? Why do you think the 50-some thousand people are leaving the church by the week, every week in this country. 57,000 people leave the churches every week in this country. Why are they doing that? What do they have there that they don't have in the world? What is it that you're, what is it, why would they go there when they don't see the power of God? They don't hear the gospel being preached. They don't hear the authority of the word of God being preached. Why would they go there? And so it's boring to walk into a place where the only thing that happens is a form and a fashion of what's going on. Every week, same thing. Get in, sing a song, have a prayer, make announcements, have another prayer, go to Sunday school or Sabbath class, come back in, have half hour with the preacher and go home. That's about most. How do I know that, folks? I've been there. Very little life left in the church today, in the church to glorify God. And I don't like to have to say that, but I can't change the truth just because people don't like to hear it. In Jeremiah 23, he says, verse 1, woe be in the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastures that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. That's a warning that I take very seriously. Last chapter of Hebrews says, I have to give account for the souls I preach to. That scares me into doing what's right. The disease of America is spreading throughout society unbelievably. As the gentleman I just read the quote from said, we sold our birthright for a bowl of pottage. We sold our birthright because we put our trust in man, not in God. We've enslaved ourselves to a world that literally hates Christ and anything that had to do with Christ. We let that happen simply because we sold our birthright because of an easy living, easier in the flesh, not the spirit, not the mind even, easier in the flesh. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 5, a couple of verses that really stuck out when I read that many years ago. Jeremiah's talking to the people. He said, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Well, what do you mean, preacher? Wonderful and horrible. What do you mean? This is what is said. Now pay attention, folks. So this is very, very important. The prophets prophesy falsely. You remember the prophets that prophesied Trump's going to get in office for a second term and save his country? I'm sure you remember that, a lot of those. Yeah, I'm sure you do. I remember one guy, as I saw online, and had wore a big, long orange robe and gray beard and prophesied about Trump winning, is going to change the nation and change things around. I heard that. You heard that too. They're false prophets. How do you know a false prophet? Because he said something's going to come to pass and it doesn't. From that time on, you reject them. They're false prophets. But they prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? The reason they get by with this, the reason they get by with the lies and the lukewarm messages and the mamby-pamby cotton candy sermons is because the people love it that way. It soothes their conscience. Folks, America is dying. Forget the political side of it. Forget the material side of it. The moral side of America is rotting. It's a corpse. It's leaking pus and putrid sores everywhere. And your children are alive and living as part of this body. We're watching society around us crumble to pieces. And your children are watching it also. And they're confused. They're confused. If you take it to church, and good for you if you have a decent church, which are very, very few and far between, they're hearing mom and daddy say, well, it's wrong, the lie, it's wrong, the steal, the fornication's wrong, and all these things are wrong. But they go to schools, other places, they're taught it's okay. There are no absolute laws. Live and do what you want. Change your sex. Be what you want to be. They're confused. Because everywhere they look in this world, whether it be in the public school system, on TV, movie, music, anything goes, everything goes, except you can't stand up for what's righteous because you offend somebody. Am I telling the truth? You know I am. In Jeremiah chapter 17, Read a verse there to you. Verse 4 says, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I have had thee, that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. He said, this fire will burn forever. Your heritage will be destroyed. I give you a heritage, America. I gave you a heritage of godliness and righteousness, of liberty and freedom, where a man can live under the laws of God as a free man. You sold that for a bowl of pottage. You sold it. So therefore, he said, I'm going to be angry with that forever. My anger will burn forever because of that. You know, I remember growing up as a young boy. That's been a few years ago now. We talked about Russia. Now, do y'all remember when Reagan, some of y'all may not old enough, but if y'all remember Reagan, when he was in office back in the 80s, he called Russia the evil empire. Well, I'm not going to argue the point. I wasn't there. I can't say for sure as far as what Russia did. I didn't live in Russia. I know one time back when I was growing up in the 50s in grade school, Russia was a bad people, bad, real bad people. They said their neighbors spied on their neighbors. Today they don't have to. We got cameras everywhere. We don't need to have neighbors spy on us. They spy on us all the time. They fly with drones over our house. They fly, spy on our property. They look to property and charge you taxes from what they see in a picture of a drone. Russia was an evil empire, we thought. We were so blessed to live in America. And I have to say, at one time, we probably were. But we sold our birthright. We let it go, and we let it go because we become a lazy, apathetic people that didn't have the backbone to stand for what's right. Would rather take a handout than to stand up and work out and do what's good for the glory of God. I know, I'm guilty of that. The flesh wants the easy way, and we're paying for it. But you're talking about Russia. Now, you know, Russia is the evil empire. Well, I've got something to tell you. Y'all may not know this. But Russia's lower house, they call it the Duma, just passed a bill to outlaw anything to do with homosexuality or LGBTQ. Russian lawmakers this past Thursday gave their final approval to a bill that significantly expands restrictions on activities seen as promoting homosexual rights in the country. Another step in a years-long crackdown on the country's embattled LGBTQ community. He said that the new bill expands a ban on what authorities call propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations to minors. The original measure, dubbed the Gay Propaganda Law, was adopted by the Kremlin in 2013 in an effort to promote traditional values in Russia. And they're the evil empire? They're the ones we're mocking because they're slaves to their society. I'm not saying they're anywhere near perfect. But come to morality, they got this one right. Do you realize that America, the one that once we thought stood for righteousness, that lived under the laws of God, do you realize that in America, we have fallen so far away that it's hard for me to understand and believe in myself, although I've seen it, how far we come. There's at least 70 countries in the world, at least 70 nations in the world, at least 70 that do not allow sexual perversion among them. And these are ones we call heathen nations. Well, these are Christian nations, they're heathen. What's the Bible say about when the Gentiles or the heathen does what's right just by nature, and people of God, the people of God who know his laws don't do it? Yeah, even an unbeliever can understand what perversion is. Nations like Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Iran, Kenya, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Uganda, and others, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Yemen, Uzbekistan, all these nations have laws against sexual perversion. But yeah, they're the heathen nations. They are the ring of evil that we must defend ourselves against. Again, I'm not condoning what they are or who they are, but I'm saying that at least on one issue here, they have more going for them than we do. They at least know what perversion is among the people. America is diseased. America's body is diseased and it's dying. It's as I read, Radio Hawk always says, stick a fork in it, it's done. America is, as a nation, is finished, my friends. I'm not trying to tell you the nation, I'm not going to tell you that that this nation is going to be turned around. I don't believe it. Not for men, I don't believe it. I wish I could say that. But I know people right now that are good people that are trying to do what's right as best they can, actually believe that if they get Trump back in office, he'll save this country. He'll turn it around. I like to think that people listen to this program know better than that. But you know, it's amazing to me that I've offered this week and last week a 60-page, almost, I think like 57 pages worth of material to show you why I use KJV Bible. One person, maybe two, has ordered that because they won't see it. I guarantee you, to listen to this broadcast, there are thousands of people, a lot of them using a different kind of Bible. And they don't even have the gumption to say, what you talking about? You don't have the gumption to check it out and see if I'm telling the truth or not. But we've lost our heritage, a godly heritage. We've lost our history. They're tearing down statues of people that were, I believe there were decent people in this country. They're tearing down statues of Jefferson. And, of course, I'm definitely a man that believes that the South is right in the states' rights issue during the so-called Civil War. But they tore down heroes of both sides. Tore down statues. Now they're going to remove the William Penn statue in Philadelphia. William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, statue is going to be removed because it offends people. And they're going to tear down a slate roof house that was his house. They're going to tear it down also. So the Penn statue and state roof house model will be removed and not reinstalled. So they're going to put something up that's less offensive. Let this sink in a minute, folks. That's destroying our heritage. That's taking down the last semblance of what this nation once was, what the men and women who said this country really stood for. And why the church is doing? I don't know. You tell me. I don't go there. I don't attend churches today. My fellowship's where I go, and you say, well, you're not forsaking assembling yourself together. You're not forsaking assembling yourself together, the Bible says. That's true. But I'm going to do it with people that stand for the truth and know the Bible. That's who I'm in fellowship with. I'm going to fellowship with somebody who's lukewarm, sitting back on the pew waiting for the rapture. I don't want that. I want men and women to stand with me and by me that I can count on in the foxhole, so to speak, with it when this thing all goes to hell and it is. They understand what's happening in our country. And it's not because of Republicans or Democrats. It's because the church has become rotten to the core. The so-called church in America. I'm not talking about the true living church. The ones that call themselves churches. The 501c3 corporations. They're the ones that have drawn America into the sewer. I see no coming back out. Back at the break. Phone call next half hour. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. 2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone lines open now, 844-769-2944. I tell you again, folks, we are a nation is a rotting corpse. Please, for the glory of God, let's stand up, those of us who see the truth, and try to expose this putrid vomit people are being fed from behind the pulpits in America. Let's stand up and make a difference. You know, I get a book, a magazine called Voice of the Martyrs. I support the Voice of the Martyrs. And in North Korea, they have a religion. I'm not pronouncing it right, I'm sure. It's Juche, J-U-C-H-E, J-U-C-H-E, which basically they worship the Kim family, Kim Jong-un, and all. They worship, that's who they basically worship, is their leaders. Matter of fact, if a place catches on fire, and every house, and every room has a picture, have a picture of a Kim Jong-un on the walls, or any businesses, all of them do, the house catches on fire, your duty is to get the picture out there first. The pictures are sacred. Now, that's a fact. I'm telling you the truth. Well, we never do that here in America. Oh, yes, we have done America. We've sold our soul, as the guy said, for a bowl of pottage. We've sold our nation out for a guaranteed handout from the man, the new man God we worship every day, the one we obey over the commandments of God. Yeah, we worship those men. I'm guilty. I'm not throwing stones at you. I'm guilty also. We don't offend anybody, so we keep our mouth shut. We don't want to take a stand. We might lose our check. So we'll sell ourselves out for a bowl of pottage. And that isn't just us worried about it. It's just not just me and you. We're selling our children out also. That's the sad part. That's the worst part of it. Our children and grandchildren are going to reap what we have sown because of our stand, that we won't stand for the truth. We don't want to make somebody upset. You know, I'm learning every day, more and more every day. It's so easy to offend people. Totally innocent comments will make people upset. I mean, even trying to joke somebody. I mean, an innocent joke, pick on somebody, and I love to laugh. I love to have a good time with people. It'll offend them. It offends them. And it's just so sad to live in a country today, and a nation so messed up in their heads, so to speak, in their hearts and minds and souls, that trying to crack a joke with them will offend them. God forbid if you take a stand against a lifestyle like adultery or fornication or stealing or drugs or homosexuality. Goodness gracious, you do that, man, you're going to get in trouble because that will offend somebody. That's the nation we live in today, folks. But the problem is we have ceased to offend people. That's why we're in this mess. If we'd offended them from the get-go and took a stand for what's right, maybe they wouldn't be so easily offended because they wouldn't be going down that road so far. It's our fault that the nation's going to hell. Don't blame it on the politicians. The politicians are there because we support them. I promise you this year, and I hope I'm wrong with this, but I think I'm almost sure I'm right on this. We're going to see civil unrest in this country like you never saw before because the election's coming up. You probably read about Ecuador. Ecuador went in a more or less civil war, right? Just big time fighting in Ecuador. Peru, the borders of Ecuador is bracing their border because the fight might spill over into Peru. It's coming to America. America is going to go into a type of civil war. That was prophesied by Dimitri Dudeman, and I believe he's right on that. And I think this year, 2024, are going to see factions start up that you're not going to believe. We have Trump saying that there'll be bedlam if the persecutions don't stop against him or prosecutions. We have reporters saying, what would happen if Trump is shot, assassinated? We have this. This is what's going on in America today. The anger and unrest is spreading. Folks, we have got to get our hearts settled on Christ and understand our strength is not in this nation. Our strength is not in our guns. Our strength is not in our gold and silver. Our strength is in Jesus Christ. All these other things are great to have. Yes, I do carry a gun. Yeah, put back a little bit of gold and silver as I can afford it. But my final answer is not in that. That's a stopgap to maybe just to for a little protection along the way. But my strength is in Jesus Christ and His Word. And I say this again, if you don't have the Word of God in your hand, the real Bible, you don't have the strength of Christ in your hand. I'm telling the truth. Unless you have the complete Word, you don't have the complete armor. Christ is the Word. He is the Word. And if you don't have that in your heart and mind, and be able to pick it up and read it when you want to see what the Word says, you know, every question for life is answered in a precious old book we call the Bible. Oh, yeah, it is. Every issue you may have on how to raise children, how to handle finances, how to work, how to live with your neighbor, as far as loving them, all that's in there. That doesn't mean that everybody else is going to be like you and like what you're doing, but the answer for you is in there. I can't help what other people do. I cannot stop them from doing what they want to do. But my duty is not to stop them. My duty is to just try to warn them and say, this is what's happening to our country. The mass confusion about the Word of God, our heritage, that started in this nation in the 1600s, long before we ever had a republic set up. We had a Christian nation founded right on the Mayflower, with the Mayflower Compact and forward from there. We had a nation that started as a Christian nation, where the legislatures met not to make laws to tax the people, but they wanted to make sure all of God's laws were being obeyed. We had a nation that loved God, served God, and spread the gospel. And they call them heathens, the Indians in this continent. They took the gospel to the Indians. The true believers treated the Indians, the settlers here that were here before us, very well. But this has faded away into nothing. It doesn't take long for a nation to forget, for people to forget their heritage. When Israel went into the promised land, and on Joshua, about a generation and a half later, they start turning against God. It's the same thing today. America, within 150 years, 200 years or less, was turning away from God. But by the time the 1800s come around, our nation started going in different directions, out of greed and love of money. This all happened to people that once understood the laws of God. But I just read to you that because those those heritage were not taught to us as children, because they wanted to teach us in a dumbed down situation where we wouldn't understand our heritage. Our heritage, folks, was not getting up, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, reciting the Lord's Prayer. That's fine, but that's not our heritage. They didn't teach us of our Christian roots. They didn't teach us how we to live godly and teach us godly laws and morals. That wasn't taught this nation for many, many years. It started fading away when I was a young boy. It went to hell in the 60s. Look what we have now. You took prayer out of school. You took prayer out of the public domain. Look what's happened to this country. In my lifetime, I watched this happen. I'm concerned, my friends. Brothers and sisters, I'm really concerned for my children, my grandchildren's sakes, your children's sakes. I'm concerned for them. It breaks my heart to watch a child being abused. I can't even watch an animal being abused, much less a child. At one time in this land, divorce was a very rare thing. Oh, it always happened. It was very rare. Child abuse was a rare thing also. Homosexuality existed, but it was kept behind the doors and very rare because people knew that would destroy them if anybody knew about it. Today it's flaunted. Today they're trying to legalize pedophilia down to the age of 12. And what church doing about it? Oh, I don't know. I haven't been to a regular church for many years. I'm not invited to those churches. I don't know. I do know that a lot of these churches will soften you up when you come to standing for God. They'll soften you up because they don't want you to offend anybody. They'll tell you don't say things that hurt somebody's feelings. Well, my brothers and sisters, they crucified my Savior because he hurt some people's feelings. The truth will either build you up or tear you down. It's entirely up to you. Let's talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. And so glad that you're promoting the old King James Version, because before this stroke devastated me, and then the 5G towers added to the trouble from the stroke, before all of that, I spent hundreds of hours studying this Bible version's issue, and I can say 100% that you're 100% correct in backing the old King James Bible. There's no Bible hated so much in the world, and many men have written about it, Brownlee and Dowling. They were burning Protestant Bibles, Geneva Bibles and old King James Bibles in the state of New York, just north of me. Not that long ago. So praise the Lord for people like Dr. Gail Ripplinger. She's a female, and people said, oh, she's not really much on scholarship and that. No, she was bedridden for about 7 years and studied the issue big time. She and her daughter, Bryn Ripplinger, shot Dr. Gail Ripplinger and her. The two of them together put two 1,200-page books out on the Bible versions issue, and one of those books is called Hazardous Materials, and it gets into how many were the perverts amongst the people that pushed these newer Bible versions and the manuscripts that underline them. So if you can ever get Dr. Gail Ripplinger or her daughter, Bryn Ripplinger, shot of Authorized Version Publications, I sent you the phone number. I beg you to try to get them on, because these two ladies have done their homework, and they show very, very conclusively that the King James, as you pointed out, is not only spreading lies about King James, but they just lies about the Bible in that. So praise the Lord God for people that have, like Mrs. Ripplinger, Dr. Gail Ripplinger, and her daughter-in-law, and for David W. Daniels, the man that runs Chick Publications now. He took over for Jack Chick. David W. Daniels wrote 3 dozen books about the Bible versions issue, And again, the Bible version that is most hated in the world is the old King James Bible. So praise the Lord that there's people out there defending it. You put together a big package, and I hope people will order it. I just got it. I haven't had a chance to open it. Pastor Butcher was soaking wet from all of the rain and snow here. But you're not even, you're losing money on the postage. So I implore people, please, if you order anything from Pastor Butch, please help out with the postage. I used to mail out a fair amount of stuff, and the postage rates have gone crazy. And Pastor Butch should not be losing money. I know he's got a kind heart and everything, but people ought to chip in and help pay for the postage. So I'm begging people to do that. And I want Pastor Butch to be able to keep people like Lodi or Lisa and Cody Shaw and the other people that help out there, Crystal and her mom Judy. I don't want to see any of these people go the route of the dinosaurs or something, because these people all work hard for Pastor Butch. Shannon and everyone else that works there in the office, but I want to see him be able to hang on to Lisa Shaw. She's got 11 children, her and her husband. And I know Pastor Butch's heart aches to keep all of those people on still working for him. And so I encourage people, hey, here's how you can help out. Pay a little extra for the postage. Pay a little bit extra to support the people that support Pastor Butch, like he had on Summer Dre there in Superior, Montana, and Bob Greska of Carbon 60 and the Stroh's products that Pastor Butch offers. You know, I'm a walking miracle, Pastor Butch. I can hardly walk. I can hardly move, but I'm 76 years old. I got up to 70% blockage on both carotid arteries. I ought to be dead, but praise the Lord, I can still make it to the bathroom. And that, so I'm asking prayer for my first cousin that helps me out so much. His son has a traumatic brain injury from a car bomb that went off in Afghanistan. And I was moved the way you were talking about the veterans in that, Pastor Butch, many of whom we've thrown under the bus in this country, and it makes me angry. You have to fight as like pulling teeth out sometimes to get the help that you need when you come back from Afghanistan, Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. And the people, there's people there, Sandy, that calls in, and she's got adrenal glands. You got Joe Cannon with his aneurysm. There's quite a few people in Call to Decision that need prayer help, but Pastor Butch needs financial help. So I'm asking everyone to please, like my friend Gary Roby, who called me and blessed me so much last night, Gary and Donna Roby, pray for their protection as they're out protesting against baby murder. But please, please support Pastor Butch by getting some of the good materials he offers, like the Grand Design Exposed. He basically letting it go for not even covering the postage. So please, when you get stuff like that and you order something from him, help out by helping him with the postage. And call in on, he's very accessible. Call and ask to him to call back. He's always been faithful on doing that. And Lisa Shaw will track him down for you, and Pastor Butch will talk to you. So Pastor Butch is very accessible, and I urge everybody, don't ever hesitate to call Pastor Butch and just ask to talk to him. If you've got something important on your mind or a question, that shall we say theological, but whatever the question is, common sense thinks Pastor Butch can help you, and he's accessible. So help him, please, with the postage. I'm begging people to please do that and order that. And whenever mine dries out, I'll look at it. But the information that he has concerning the King James Bible. It's a super important issue, and there's no Bible that is hated more than the old King James.
Amen.
And the Jesuits have tried to destroy that Bible for centuries, and they're continuing. This is a war against biblical Christianity, but
yes,
it's especially,
yes, it
I'll
is.
Tell you, targeted, Pastor Butch, at the old King James. So thank you, Pastor Butch, for
You're
being
welcome,
a
Darryl.
Defender
thank you.
Of the old King James. And folks, help Pastor Butch out and pray
thank
for
you,
Pastor
Darryl.
Butch and Marcia Jean and for all of those that work there in labor for called decision. God bless you, Pastor Butch. Love you.
Thank you, too, my brother. Love you, too. And folks, I'll tell you this, the NIV, the NIV, it's a partially written by a lesbian. Yeah, there you go. And what the Bible that they don't want prisoners to have in prison, by the way. I know I've tried this. They don't want the prisoners to have the King James Bible. They can have the NIV, but they can't have the King James Bible. Wonder why. Let's go to Greg right here in West Virginia. Greg, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, there seems to be a little noise.
There's a little clicking noise. That's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the phone line system here. You know, Mark Twain said, I'm not worried about the parts of the Bible I don't understand. I'm worried about the parts I do understand.
Good way to put it. Yes.
I'm a ham radio operator, and I listen over the shortwave to just about every preacher, minister, whatever you call them, on the shortwave. And you know, they all rail against Christmas as being a pagan holiday and all this, but yet every one of them take off for Christmas. So I'll hang up and get your comment, and that just seems
okay.
Like a lot of hypocrisy, and we know how the Lord thinks of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Greg. By the way, where are you calling from? What part of the state are you in? He's already going. But anyway, the reason we closed down, I can't do a program for Christmas because people take the day off and I don't have the only way to run a program. But nonetheless, yeah, I understand that. I do understand that. You know, I say this, and Greg, it took me a long time to get this out of my mind and head that I didn't have to partake of those pagan things. It took me a long time. By the grace of God, it's been a hard road, but I've done it because I want to glorify my Father in heaven. Good comment. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I would like to read a verse of Scripture here real quick, and then I'll piggyback off of it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, this is in Judges chapter 10. And this is what's going on in America today, and it's been going on for a long, long time. But it's very clear here. So chapter 10, verse 6, it says, the children of Israel did again evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtoreth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Palestines, and forsook the Lord and served him not.
Amen.
There's where we're at in America, Butch, and you know that. These people will turn away from God. You can't turn away from God and not serve a false god. I guarantee you that, because you will do that. And God judged Israel. I mean, this is the book of Judges here, and he had to keep judging them and judging them and judging them and judging them. And look at the wicked kings. King after king after king did exactly what it says right here that I just read to you in chapter 10, verse 6. They all went after other gods. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they said, yeah, we love you, Lord, but you did not walk in my ways. They talked about
what did Christ say?
They said they love God.
Christ said, they honor me with their mouth, but their heart's far from me. So that's what it is.
That is, and that's exactly what I see right here where I'm planted. God planted me right here, and I see that right here. You know, people talk about, well, you know, God, well, glory to God, praise God, you know, and so on and so forth. But I, you know, since I'm on the street all the time, you know, I go by all kind of people. Now I was out there today with just two people. And with two people, we put up 24 signs. okay, to try to save the lives of the preborn. And it was a good day today in this essence. I had about six cars come by and just cuss me out. I know I affected those people. They yes. had to see the truth of those signs. And those signs said Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And those signs out there showed you what abortion truly is. And that's why they cussed at me. Well, what really makes me mad is when cars just pass by and they'll hit the horn, but they will do nothing to declare the gospel in on the street, in the supermarkets, you know, at the gas stations. I said enough, and I will get off. But God bless you. And, Gerald, I'm with you, brother, and what you said. If you want to support this ministry, drop a couple shekels in an envelope, address them to Pastor Butch, and he'll put it to work for you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, too, brother. Probably talk to you tomorrow in the office. Folks, got time to have a phone call, too. If you hurry, 844-769-2944. You know, in Jeremiah again wrote in Jeremiah chapter 6, and this is a paraphrase, but he said the Lord told us to stand in the ways and look and see for the old paths. He said that's where the good way is. And walk in the old paths. And you'll find rest for your souls, your minds, and you'll find peace if you walk in the old paths. But the people said, we're not going to listen to that. We're not going to do it. That's in Jeremiah chapter 6. He said, walk in the old paths, find the truth. We said, we're not going to do it. He said, I put watchmen over you, trying to warn you and tell you to pay attention. Listen, say, I'm blowing the trumpet. But he said, we're not going to listen. Tonight, this pitiful man that calls himself a preacher, and I'm not much of a preacher, folks, I know that, has tried to tell you what's going on and offer you the proof that your new version Bibles are damning you to hell because they don't tell you the truth. Or at least they're destroying your moral compass, so to speak. Folks, he warned us in Jeremiah chapter 6 again, too, that he would bring evil upon the people and upon the fruit of their thoughts, and they because they won't hearken to his law or his commandments. That is not an unloving statement. He's trying to love us and care for us. I do need your help to continue this radio ministry, folks. Lord bless me, get through March. It'll be 31 years in March. I've done it because y'all been out there that many years. Y'all have stood beside us that long, and I appreciate every one of you. But we do need your help. This month is really, really a rough month started, and we need your help. But I'll see you in the office tomorrow. If you're a new listener or end up called office tomorrow, give us a call tomorrow. Let's talk tomorrow. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. See you there. Good night. God bless.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.